mom and dad would say, you're another year older, another year wiser, but I still go to school to get an education. I treat each and every day like a mini vacation. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up, I want the world to know. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up with you. All grown up with you.
Times have you scoffed at my shadowy network of underground contacts?
Well, they finally paid off.
Big time! What are you doing?
Can't you see I'm trying to operate?
Without anesthesia? Are you insane, man?
It's already dead.
I see you're really beating yourself up inside.
Dill!
Okay, deep breath. Bro, I got my hands on a real-life alien autopsy video! Apparently, you can see everything. His lungs, his kidneys, all three hearts, and this gooey, veiny, pulsating thing that I've taken the liberty of naming a splink.
So, it's okay to cut up an alien, but dissecting a frog is wrong.
Don't ruin my moment with your cold logic. I had to pull some serious strings to get this tape.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but these things are fake.
Give me a little credit, T. I got this one from a high schooler.
10th grade?
11th.
Ooh.
And we are watching it tonight.
Mom won't let us watch scary stuff.
Lucky for us, Mom and Dad are going to an invention convention all weekend.
You're right! Grandpa Lou is coming over.
Some warm milk, the relaxing sound of gunfire from his favorite western. He'll be passed out in front of the television by 8, drool on the recliner by 8:30.
And we're the only ones who know about this, right? We have to keep this on the low.
Just you and me, bro.
Hey, dudes! Ready for the ultimate alien experience!
Dill!
Maybe I told one person.
So, when are we watching this alien get ripped apart?
Okay, two people. But they say twins are like spiritual halves, so theoretically it's still just one.
Okay, fine. So it's just me, Dill, Phil and Lil.
Hey, guys!
Ah, Chucky, don't tell me. You want to see the alien autopsy video.
You guys got an alien autopsy video? Count me out. I'm terrified of aliens, doctors, and tools. Why, are you all watching it?
Coming!
You have all the emergency numbers.
Oh, let's see. 9-1, what was that last number again?
And Tommy, I'm counting on you to keep your little brother out of trouble.
No problem, Mom.
Which means bed by 9 and nothing inappropriate on television.
Ah, it sure is nice to kick back after a busy day of writing angry letters to the soap company. I scrub and scrub, but I never feel clean. Oh, gunfight at Tumbleweed Lane. That's a classic.
Rest your dogs in this highly relaxing mixture of hot water, Epsom salts, and cucumber slices.
This is great, boys. I feel like a king.
Just let the cares of the world slip away, Grandpa.
Slip away, slip away.
Slip away. Slip away.
Operation Eyecrust is a success.
You have the tape?
It's in my pants.
Didn't ask where. Oh, no! I told him not to ring the bell. They'll ruin everything. Grandpa Boris?
Ah, my chicks!
What are you doing here?
Yeah, what's he doing here?
Me? What are you doing here?
Watching my grandsons.
I'm here to watch my grandsons. Stu called me. Louis?
Yeah? Well, Dee Dee called me, and the name's Lou.
Ah, well, I'll call you what I always call you. Schmandrick.
Yo, that's it. Now my blood is up.
How are we gonna watch the tape with two grandpas here? They'll never fall asleep. Their blood is up.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait until the middle of the night, then sneak downstairs.
There's something I forgot to tell you. We only have the tape until 10 o'clock.
What? When were you gonna tell me that?
At the last possible moment.
Deal?
You'll just have to smooth-talk Grandpa Boris into going home. I do it, but I don't speak old person. I can't get the sound.
Listen, Grandpa Boris, I'm sure you got better things to do on a Friday night than babysit a couple of kids.
That's right, so just mosey on home and don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Okay, I'll go home. But I expect to be reimbursed for gas and mileage.
See? He knows who's better at taking care of kids.
What did you say, Schmendrick?
You heard me just fine.
I'm staying. And I'll show you how to take care of kids.
How are we gonna see alien innards if our grandpas won't act like normal grandpas and pass out on the couch? I don't get it. Why do Grandpa Lou and Grandpa Boris hate each other anyway?
Don't know. Some big family mystery.
How about mac and cheese for dinner, kids?
Junk food! You don't know what's good for kids. I know how to feed children and make them grow.
Didn't work for you. The only thing that grows on you are your earlobes. I know. I'll make my Scottish grandmother's haggis. That'll put meat on your bones.
What's haggis? As if I really want to know.
Piping hot sheep stomach filled with heart, kidney, lung, and oatmeal.
I'll call the hospital. Reserve some rooms.
You see that? That's not what kids want to eat. Ask them. Which would you boys rather have? Delicious, nutritious beets and cabbage? And maybe a nice pickled tongue? Or a stinky old haggis?
Maybe a little of both?
I'll get it!
No, I'll get it. You kids enjoy your dinner.
I didn't want to say anything in front of Boris, but that tongue didn't look very fresh. Now, I'm not saying you'll get explosive diarrhea, but...
Look who's joining us!
I thought we were here to see an alien autopsy, not eat one.
Alien autopsy?
You oldies. Alien autopsy is a new underground dance move that's sweeping the nation. Show 'em, T.
Alien. Autopsy.
Yo, no offense, T, but just keep that in the kitchen.
Just eat up so we can get to the video.
Man, this haggis is incredible.
Think you could make more?
All right. Who's ready to see an alien get its sternum ripped open?
Maybe you guys can watch it and give me the highlights tomorrow.
Hey,
kids doing?
We're just gonna play some video games, Grandpa.
Okay.
Okay? You're gonna let them rot their brains for those video games? I'll entertain them myself.
No, Grandpa, that's okay. We don't want to be entertained, do we, guys?
No!
What do you know from entertainment? You're from Cleveland. Everyone knows all the best entertainers come from Vladivostok.
I can out-entertain you any day, any place.
Oh, yeah?
Ah.
We'll let the kids judge who's got more talent. Everyone in the living room.
Dang, 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 dang. Now, this is a talent passed down from generations of pickles, going back to the early pioneers. Yee-haw!
Fah! You call that hillbilly music entertainment? Hack mir nicht in Chinek! A stick fleisch mit zwei Eiden! Pass off! Pass off!
What the heck is this?
It's Yiddish theater, you redneck.
Kids, just wait. I'll be right back. I picked this up from my great uncle, the sideshow carny. The trick is to stay completely focused on...
We only have this tape till 10.
I say we knock him out with something blunt.
You're kidding, right?
Yeah, of course.
Let's take an intermission. I'm pooped.
Tired already? I haven't even brushed off my A material yet.
While you two are relaxing, we'll just go downstairs and play that educational video game.
But you haven't voted.
That's right. Now who's a better entertainer? Me or Schmendrick?
You are both equally entertaining, right, guys?
You betcha.
Right.
Two thumbs up.
I like the spoon act.
What? They're just spoons. Their verklumpnished is a centuries-old tale of love. And redemption!
You're verklumpnished.
Oh, let's just forget it, Dill. They're never gonna fall asleep.
We can't forget it.
Why not?
There's something I forgot to tell you.
What else did you forget to tell me?
That I invited 10 kids to come over and watch the tape with us.
What? I thought we were keeping this on the low.
Hey, that was just the A-list.
We're not showing the tape to 10 kids, Dill. Mom put me in charge. I'm responsible for what happens.
Hey, you okay, T-Man?
Nothing I can't handle.
Looks like a stress rash to me.
Is that like psoriasis?
No, this is psoriasis.
Oh, yuck!
Yeah, you guys are gonna make it through an alien autopsy video.
I have an idea. They both like to play poker, right? If we can get them to play, they'll be distracted for hours and we can sneak everyone downstairs.
I don't know how to play poker.
Good! The faster we lose, the faster we sneak away.
Read them in the week, amigos.
You're supposed to rest, Philip. What can I say? I'm hot.
Okay, 7 card stud, high low.
I fold.
Let's see.
Philip folds!
Yeah, looks like it's just Grandpa Lou and Grandpa Boris, the two bad boys of poker.
You ready to get spanked?
Like to see you try.
I thought we'd never get away from them.
If I could just take a moment to say a few words about the alien who gave his life for the advancement of science and thousands of dollars in mail-order video sales. Mr. Alien, though I never knew you, just stud it! Okay.
Okay, who needs popcorn or barf bags?
I'll take some of each.
Quit! It's starting.
Lillian, is that actual drool coming out of your mouth?
No.
just static, Seaman.
Nobody accuses me of dealing from the bottom of the deck.
Stop cheating and I'll stop accusing.
Just ignore him.
You're going down, Schmendrick.
Hey, you don't know who you're dealing with. I was wrestling champ back in high school.
Ha! Back in the old country, I used to wrestle bears.
That's because you are one, you hairy animal.
Yeah. Oh, man, boobs! This might actually be grosser than an autopsy.
This is your fault, Jill. You have to stop him.
I am not touching him.
Besides, Mom put you in charge.
Oh, no! That must be the 10 kids you weren't supposed to invite.
I'll let him in.
No! Back off! I'm going in!
What's the holdup? We want to see the tape.
Where is
yeah,
the tape?
We're going to see the tape.
Chucky, you go out and stall them while we figure out what to do.
Why me?
Because you're so good with crowds.
Oh, thanks. Wait, I'm not good with crowds.
This is a disaster! My house was trashed, the tape was destroyed, it's over!
What are you saying? We came here for nothing? We ate haggis for nothing?
There's one little detail I forgot to tell you.
What? What? What did you forget to tell me this time, Dill? What?
Well, I'm not exactly supposed to have the tape.
I thought you were the go-between.
I was, but I didn't actually go. I just betweened.
You mean you stole it? Well, you're like a criminal.
As long as we get the tape back by 10, we'll be fine. Spine Snapper sleeps during the day.
You stole it from a guy named Spine Snapper?
And I'm the one who's going to get beat up for it.
No, I am. It's a rule. They always beat up the older brother. I can't believe you, Dill! This always happens. You come up with some stupid harebrained scheme and it always becomes my problem.
Whoa, hey! Don't do anything rash! Oops, bad choice of words.
If the bottom sang up, I would meet Zenich. If the big given a common line.
He's speaking alien. Awesome!
Yeah!
He's speaking it!
Hey, you're
acting like babies!
We're acting like babies? What about you? Look at yourselves. Look at what you've done to this place.
You're right.
What's up with all this bad blood anyway?
You wanna know what this Schmendrick did to me?
What I did to you? You're the one who started this whole thing.
Oh, yeah? How?
I'll tell you exactly how. You tell me what I did to you.
Okay. I can't remember.
I'm glad you can have this nice moment, but I've got 10 angry kids outside waiting to see an alien autopsy, a guy named Spine Snapper on my case, and this burning itch.
Alien autopsy? Now you boys know those alien tapes are all galashnigazunt.
If by that you mean fake, Grandpa, you may be onto something. If you gentlemen would be willing to lend your bodies to science...
color me intrigued. You think an alien with body hair is believable?
Keep your mouth shut. You're taking me out of the moment.
That looks great, guys. Let's roll them. Action!
We're ready to begin the procedure. I'm making an incision in the lower... Stop laughing!
I can't help it. It tickles.
Cut!
Sorry, I'm okay. Let's go again!
Everybody ready? Alien autopsy, take two. Action!
I'm making an incision in the lower... firkin channel. We can see that the alien's sproink is clearly shaped like a ripe banana.
Way to go, Pickles! You cracked this alien thing wide open, so to speak.
That was so cool!
Awesome!
Unbelievable!
Gnarly, dude!
That was one hairy alien. Who would have thought?
Great save, Dill. Inspired, in fact.
Twas nothing. Sorry to make you bat cleanup all the time, T.
Ah, it's okay. That's what older brothers are for.
The tape, Pickles. Hand it over.
Here you go. No harm, no foul. Right, Mr. Spine Snapper, sir?
This ain't it. You're dead, Dill's older brother.
Oh, why me?
I always beat up the older brother. It's a rule.
See?
Take your hands off my grandson!
You heard the man. Scram!
Are you kidding me?
Ah! Old man Booth!
Thanks, Grandpa's.
Now come on inside and help us clean that mess up before your parents come home.
Well, I guess we'll never know if it was a real alien autopsy tape.
When I was in the Army, I was stationed at Area 51. I could tell you stories about aliens.